We've had so many times and so many announcements that brought people's hopes up, and you know, people that are living in the situation that have houses crumbling down around them, and you know, you get all these false dawns, and it's not, this is going to happen, and this is going to happen next week, but nothing has happened. We're now, you know, 2 years from the first announcement, and still nothing has happened. We're now waiting on the Attorney General to sign off on the redress scheme. How long was that going to take? The last time that the Attorney General had a sign-off and paperwork to do with the MICA, it took up to 6 months. So, you know, we're now 4 weeks away from Christmas and another year, coming into another winter, people spending another Christmas at a time of year when they should be happy and their children should be happy and Santa should be the main topic of conversation. But we find that in a lot of houses that's not the case. The case is that they're living in fear. They're living, thinking of another winter. There's water running into houses. There's children not able to sleep at night because of the situation that their parents are in and the discussions that's been had with the fear of the MICA in their houses. And I don't think that's very fair. And I think, you know, we're at a point now where people are really frustrated and people are sort of giving up hope on this. And that's not a nice place to be. It's not a nice place to be for families. So I think, you know, we really, really have to get this over the line, and the government and the department really, really have to step up to the plate and put people first here, because at the minute they are not putting people first, and we have to get this over the line urgently.
And even from what you're saying, that it could be another while before there are shovels in the ground, at least with the publication of that scheme, there could be a map to show people the way forward.
Well, if there was a publication of the scheme, at least we would know what the stipulations are, what's going to happen, how the process is going to happen, and we would have be able to, you know, sit down with the council and work out a timeline, what that's going to take. Let that be 2 months, let it be 3 months, let it be 6 months, whatever that timeline is going to be. We can't even put a timeline together at the moment because we don't even know what the stipulations are. We don't even know what the redress scheme is going to hold. So we can't even have them conversations yet. So we're still looking at, you know, even if it was announced tomorrow morning, you're probably looking at 6 months before any work could start at any house. So that's into the middle of next year. My fear is this is going to run over Christmas, it's going to run into the new year, and who knows what's going to happen in January, February of this year in relation to the national scene, whether there could be a general election. And then what happens? Does that all be put back in the back burner to after there's a general election? These are my fears at the minute, Catherine, and that's why I think that, you know, all the promises that have been made has to be stood up to now, and we have to get this over the line before Christmas. And if not, my fear would be that, you know, you could be running into the middle of next year.